Now, will you notice the third thing that is said here? That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. And that includes everything. That's the third. The fourth, of things in heaven. And fifth, things in earth. And sixth, things under the earth. Now, there have been some that have used this clause here to mean that all will be reconciled to God someday, even hell. But may I say to you, that's not the teaching of the Word of God. Every place will have to recognize who Jesus Christ is. Even in hell, they're going to have to recognize that. And by the way, I think that'll contribute partly to their punishment. Imagine those that have taken his name in vain, hated him, disowned him, actually spit upon him down here, and having to acknowledge his lordship. But they're not reconciled to God at all, because you find in the epistle to the Colossians that he made peace through the blood of his cross to reconcile all things unto himself. All things, then, that means under the earth? Oh, no. By him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, but not under the earth. No, hell is not reconciled to him. But hell will have to recognize who he is. God has determined that. Even the Christ rejectors will have to stand before him someday and recognize who he is. That is the important and the tremendous thing. Now will you notice here, every knee shall bow, therefore, to him. Then we're told in verse 11 here, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now that doesn't mean they confess him as Savior. You confess him as Savior here, but you will have to confess him as Lord there. That's quite interesting. Even in hell, they have to recognize the lordship of Jesus. And may I say to you, and I say it very carefully, we ought to be very careful about calling him our Lord if he's not our Lord. You remember he made the statement that there are going to be many in that day that are going to say, Lord, Lord. They call him Lord. And they did actually miracles in his name. He's going to say, I didn't even know you. My friend, you better know him as your Savior before you start running around and talking about the fact that he's your Lord. Make sure he's your Savior. And then if he's your Savior, then you can bow to him and you can become obedient unto him. I don't even like to hear them sing, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. We sure have a friend in him, all right. But he says, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Are you doing what he commands you? Then don't call him your friend. He says, you're my friends if you do what I command you. Oh, my friend, today, even in hell, they're going to have to bow and acknowledge who he is. But they don't claim him as their Savior. They spurned him and rejected him down here.